Thank you very much, Nathan, and good morning, everybody. The credit to this project goes to my graduate student, Ann McCauley, who finished up her master's this summer and also took the initiative to write a grant proposal to study this particular topic. She was doing a field project for me, was very interested in the microbiology, and we wrote a grant proposal to do a side project of her larger field study. A little bit on the background of pulses, which are a synonym for annual legumes in the northern Great Plains. Padbury in 2002 defined or quantified what areas in the northern Great Plains, he broke the northern Great Plains up into 12 different agro-ecoregions. The area that I'm talking about, I'm from Montana, southwest Montana, the area where a lot of pulses grow in Montana and are increasingly growing is this agro-ecoregion 12, which extends into Alberta and Saskatchewan. We've grown our pulse production about sevenfold in the last 12 years in Montana. Specifically, on the left-hand side here, we show pulse production in 1998. Each blue dot represents about 200 hectares, so we did not have very many pulses in the state. By 2010, though, you can see we had a lot of pulse production, a sevenfold increase, with most of that production in the northeast corner, which is where we collected our soil for this particular greenhouse study. Montana and North Dakota are now the largest lentil and dry pea producing states in the U.S. Washington used to be in the top two, is no longer in the top two. Many of the region's soils are characterized by low soil available, by low pea availability, and that's due to our high levels of calcium that we have in our soil that bind phosphorus very tightly. Unfortunately, for pulse production, many of our producers do not add phosphorus. They assume that their phosphorus needs are met by applying phosphorus in the cereal portion of the rotation, but often they do not add phosphorus to their annual legumes. Phosphorus is absolutely critical for nitrogen fixation. It's an essential nutrient for both the plant and for the rhizobia. It's very energy intensive, though. It requires about 16 ATP per mole of nitrogen fixed. And it's also required for nodule formation and functioning. So final take-home point there is that improving plant phosphorus availability does have the potential to increase the quantity of nitrogen fixed, which is particularly important for legume cover crops. There's different ways we could improve plant phosphorus availability. One would simply be adding phosphorus fertilizer. A second would be to add arbuscular mycorrhizae as an inoculum. AM has been found to increase plant phosphorus uptake, and the addition of AM inoculum does improve legume growth, NNP uptake, and N fixation, at least in sterilized soils. So these are generally greenhouse studies. The soils are sterilized. When AM inoculum is added, P uptake, biomass, NNP uptake have been found to increase. However, we're very interested in the application. Can we use this in a real field setting where the soils are not sterilized? So our study objective was to assess the role of increased P availability by both P fertilization and or in combination with AM inoculation on both legume growth and nitrogen fixation of our two most common pulse crops, being peas and lentils. So our experimental design was conducted in a greenhouse. We collected a low to moderate available phosphorus soil from northeast Montana. It had 8 parts per million of Olson phosphorus. We diluted that soil, 3 parts soil, 1 part sand, to make our root collection easier in the silt to clay loam soil. We then added 3 levels of phosphorus fertilizer, a control 0, 4 milligrams per kilogram, and 8 milligrams of phosphorus per kilogram. And we either inoculated or we did not inoculate with an AMF, a commercial AMF inoculum, which had 4 species of primarily glomus species. And we did 5 replicates per treatment. We collected biomass and we harvested biomass at Flower. The reason we did it at Flower was this was part of a larger study on legume green manures, where in Montana we generally terminate our legume green manures around the time of Flower to prevent too much water uptake, water that's desperately needed by the subsequent cereal crop. We analyzed our tissue for both total nitrogen and 15N content. And the reason we did the 15N content was the way we were estimating nitrogen fixation was by the natural abundance method. That method requires a reference crop to be grown, a reference crop that does not nodulate, does not fix nitrogen. And so what we chose was a non-nodulating pea as a reference crop. And we quantified root colonization by the method of McGonigal et al. And we used a Fisher's protected LSD test. Lentil and pea were analyzed individually. We weren't that interested in whether pea did better than lentil. We generally know in Montana it does do better. We analyzed those two species individually. So moving on to our results. The first thing we wanted to quantify was, did AMF inoculation actually increase AMF root colonization? What we found was that actually there was no AMF inoculum effect on root colonization. Apparently, these plants, these soils, had a good indigenous colony of AM, and so we did not improve AM colonization by inoculation. So we grouped the data. We grouped AMF treatment with the control, the non-AMF treatment, in showing how much of these roots were actually colonized by AMF. On the left, I show lentil. On the right, I show pea for the three different phosphorus treatments, 0, 4, and 8. And on the y-axis, I show the proportion of the root length that is colonized. So you can see we have very good root colonization, between 60 and about 80% in all the cases. For lentil, there was a significant difference. When we added phosphorus fertilizer, we actually decreased root colonization. And that's a fairly typical finding in the literature. If there's plenty of phosphorus there, there's not as big of an incentive for the plant to produce this symbiosis. However, over on pea, we saw no significant difference. When we added phosphorus, we had the same root colonization as when we did not add phosphorus fertilizer. Moving on to shoot biomass. Here I show the control treatments and the inoculum treatment separately. For lentil, in every single case, by adding phosphorus fertilizer, we increase shoot biomass. That makes sense. We had a fairly phosphorus deficient soil. The same applied whether we had AMF or we did not have AMF. We significantly increased above ground biomass, but there doesn't seem to be much of an effect by adding the inoculum. In fact, significant said there was no AMF inoculation effect. Over on peas, we see similar effects. Phosphorus fertilizer increased shoot biomass as expected. The only really interesting finding to me here is when we did add AMF to the peas, we saw very similar shoot biomass whether we had 4 milligrams of phosphorus per kilogram or whether we had 8. So even though there was no overall AMF inoculum effect, our pre-planned contrast, when we compared this biomass with AMF to this biomass without, we actually did see a significant increase just at that one phosphorus fertilizer rate. So maybe AMF did increase phosphorus availability at that moderate rate, but for whatever reason, it did not at the low rate or at the high rate. Moving on to nitrogen uptake, we saw very similar effects as shoot biomass, where in most cases, increasing phosphorus fertilizer increased nitrogen uptake. And again, the only kind of odd finding here was that in the pea treatment, when we added AMF, we did not see an increase by adding additional phosphorus. Again, we see a higher nitrogen uptake at the 4 rate when we added AMF than we did when we did not add AMF. So again, there was not overall an AMF inoculum effect, but there was this interaction between AMF inoculation and phosphorus treatment. And moving on to our kind of take-home conclusion, or the main reason we did this study was we wanted to see, does phosphorus and AMF increase nitrogen fixation? So here on the y-axis, I show nitrogen fixed in milligrams per pot. Again, I have the control treatment here, the AMF treatment on the right-hand side. There was no AMF inoculation effect. There was a phosphorus fertilizer effect. And again, there was this interesting interaction between phosphorus and AMF, where there was a big spike when we added AMF at the 4 treatment. But then there were, for some reason, there was actually a decrease when we added additional phosphorus. An unexplained effect. We can't explain that. So, in summary, we found that both pea and lentil responded positively to phosphorus fertilization, but there was no overall effect of AMF inoculation on measured parameters, and we feel this is because we had a very good AMF, a native or indigenous AMF population, so we did not see a big benefit of adding additional mycorrhizae. At moderate phosphorus levels, however, there did appear to be evidence of an AMF inoculum benefit on legume growth, nitrogen uptake, and nitrogen fixation compared to the control treatment. And further research is needed to assess the role of AMF in pulse cropping systems. Specifically, there's a lot of information in the literature about species interactions between specific rhizobia and specific AMF inoculum. We did not get into that type of very specific interactions, but I think more research needs to be done in that area. And more AM research needs to be done under field conditions. This was a greenhouse study. Growers in Montana and in southern Canada want to know, would it be a benefit to add AM to their field crops? We'd like to thank the Northern Pulse Growers Association for funding this work, and a number of others who assisted with this research. Any questions? Yes. The question was what species were in the AM inoculum, and I do have my notes on that. I don't have them up here, but it was 4 glomus species. The inoculum came from a company in Oregon, and I do have those written down if you'd like to talk to me after. Nathan.
So you saw some effects of the AMF on yield components and uptake, but initially you didn't see a response to the actual AMF or colonization.
Correct.
Do you have any explanation for maybe why you didn't see some effects on AMF colonization?
So we believe we didn't see effects on AMF colonization because there we're just looking at overall AMF colonization, and it appears we had a very healthy AMF colonization to start with. 60-80% is very good root colonization. What we think might have happened is we were adding 4 species, some of which were probably in the soil, some of which were not. So it might have been more of a species interaction where we were promoting some and probably those were competing with others. That's just a guess.